guest is wide receiver Marquise Lee. If you have a question for Marquise, go ahead and comment on our Facebook Live post, and your question can be heard live right here on the air. John, over to you.
It is us, and first of all, thanks for doing this.
No problem.
Appreciate it. And as I was thinking about this afternoon, thinking what to ask you, you having fun?
Yeah.
The reason I ask that, I've talked to you a lot over the years. Some tough times, some long times, some seasons that you've gone through a lot, the team's gone through a lot. I've got to think this is what you did it all for, right?
Yeah, in all honesty. trials, tribulations, pretty mm-hmm. much. We went through a lot of situations in which we had a lot of situations as far as offense and defense. But, we stood in there and for what we had and got some great picks-ups in the offseason and things like that to help the team. And things have turned out pretty well. I mean, it looks like we're having fun. So I can honestly tell you that we're out there having fun. We're actually enjoying it, enjoying time with each other.
When did you have a feeling that it was going to be for real this year? Every offseason we've always talked and everybody says, yeah, it's going to be good. When did you feel like it was really going to turn?
It starts pretty much throughout camp for me.
Okay.
In OTAs, I got the opportunity to see just the type of relationships that we was going to build around here. As far as going through camp, camp was a place in which was difficult, in which it brought the team together.
Like, really difficult, right? I mean, like, people glazed over, but it was tough.
Oh, no, camp was no joke. the hardest one I've been in by far.
Right.
Still feeling some little bit about it. But no joke. It's the hardest it's been by far, but at the end of the day, I feel like it made us one at the end mm-hmm. of the day. It made us, as far as a team, which is very important, closer. You know, as far as relationships, my relationship with Leonard, with Wales, you know,
right.
with Shaq, you know, it all increased on the months of just the camp and what we've been through and just carrying out throughout the season.
Now, you listed two offensive linemen in there. Most people think, okay, you're hanging with the receivers, you're hanging with – but was that part of it, getting to know everybody on the team and having to be a bond outside of the position rooms?
I think that's that was one part of it. I'm always friends with everybody in all
sure.
honesty. But it's not one person in there I can say who don't know everybody in there.
Right.
You know everybody. Everybody got jokes for everybody, comment about everything. And we're just one. I don't know how close everybody was before, but I know as far as now,
right.
Everybody love each other.
But you were always that guy. You never, even when you were going through your tough times, rookie year, second year especially, you still had a smile on your face and you still liked being with all the guys in the locker room, right?
Yeah, you got to. I mean, for me, it's my lifestyle as far as growing up is a lot different than, you know, everybody else's.
Right.
You know, and as far as me, my family situation was a little faulty as far as growing up. So, you know, I treat everybody in there as far as my brother.
Right.
You know, and got love for him. So, I mean, that is how it is for me. So I enjoy it.
Gotcha.
You know, I love coming into work and just being around those guys for the time of being around those guys. Camp, it get a little bit overwhelming. But
a little less than the guys during August,
you know what
right?
I'm saying? So. But I actually enjoy it.
Gotcha. Is a social media show. We'll go over to Ashlyn. I know the fans have some questions for you.
They do. Starting off here on Twitter from Touchdown Celebrations. What's your next touchdown celebration? And adding on to that, I want to know how you go about planning it. Is it more like spur of the moment, or do you sit there and contemplate what you're going to do?
So I actually applaud the NFL on this.
Okay.
Enjoying this opportunity as far as celebrating. But as far as the last couple of touchdown celebrations, all has been on just a spur of the moment.
Okay.
I actually got one that I want to do, but in due time.
Now, which one against Los Angeles? I forget which one you used. What'd you do after the?
After
the one out here in the short end, you know. That's right, the punt.
Oh man, that punt was no good.
So you're gonna take? Are you gonna take Westbrook's? Do you like his?
Yeah. So if we can get the whole team to do it, then we'll use it.
Okay, I got you.
So I'm talking about O-line, Blake. Everybody.
Blake. All right, that's fair. Ashlyn?
All right, staying here on Twitter from Zoddy11. Do you feel that you have a sense of responsibility for your rookie receivers? Do you have any advice for them dealing with the pressure of this game on Sunday and just the NFL in general?
I am responsible for them in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
you know, you got young guys, and by me being here the fourth year, I'm not the oldest, Aurelius is, but he's actually down right now.
Sure.
So, you know, by me being up, I got the opportunity just to teach them what I know. I mean, between what I learned, you know, with Coach Sully and Coach Kenny Cardell. I mean, my whole thing is I don't try to say too much to them.
Right.
You know, they already got a lot on their plate, and Coach going to teach them as much as he can anyway. So I just try to make sure they keep their mind clear.
Gotcha.
As far as whatever goes on within the game, negative or positive, make sure you just know to let it go and keep going. And they're actually doing a great job.
We know you got a busy afternoon, so we got a few more from social.
Heading over to Facebook now, Antonio McDormick. Who gave you the hardest hit of your career so far?
Eric Berry hit me one good time.
That's right. Like, yeah.
That hurt pretty bad. I got hit this year a good amount of times by a lot of great people. So I've been getting hit in a good amount, but I'm going to go to EB for that one.
But you've been laying it out, too. I mean, you ran Earl Thomas over the other day. That was intentional, right?
That was just
that premeditated?
That was just a great run. It wasn't a run over.
All right. Ashley?
Charles Stinson, what would you be if you weren't a football player?
I'd be a social worker.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's important to you, right?
Very important to me. I love the kids. I love just giving them opportunities.
I got you.
You know, just giving them positive and just views of life and things like that. So I'd be a social worker. Easy.
I hear you. We got 2 minutes, so we're going to go lightning round with Ashley.
Lightning round. We have three here. Jerry Gurr, what is Doug Marone like off of camera?
Just like he is on camera.
Really? Not surprised by that one. Kyle Mosteller. Sorry if I just butchered your name, Kyle. What has it meant for Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns to be out with injuries and now you be the number one receiver this season?
I mean, it's a lot of responsibility as far as now. But as far as my thought about it, it's sickening. In all honesty, I want them out there with me.
Right, because they're your guys.
Yeah, they're my guys. And they make things a lot much easier.
Right.
Especially with A-Rod being out there in Hearns. I mean, you've seen what they did previous, so we all know what they can do. So I wish they was back, but, you know, ain't no pressure. Just got to go out there and handle your business.
I got you. We have one more from Ashley.
One more from Facebook. Rafael from Ortego. How hard is it not to overlook this game on Sunday and keep your focus?
It's not hard at all. Not for us. We know what we've been through as far as previous years, so we know we got to take a game at a time. As far as football, you know, anything can happen. You know, it's right. Any given Sunday. You know, and at the end of the day, we've been playing well, but at the end of the day, I can honestly say, as far as the team, we ain't did nothing yet.
Right.
And you can ask everybody in that locker room, and they say the same thing. We still got a lot to go and a lot to do, so we plan on taking the game at a time, and Houston into this game.
Got you, Marquise. I know you have meetings, so we're going to wrap it up with Ashley.
Yes, Marquise, thanks so much for joining us on your busy afternoon, and thank you, fans, for tuning in and sending us all of your questions. We'll be right back here next week with you.